Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how's your soul doing? Who are you? Who is your soul versus your mind, your identity, your ego? Who are you really? And we're going to find out much more about that today, speaking with our wonderful friend and frequent guest on Energy Stew, Tricia McCannon, whose latest book is The Angelic Origin of the Soul. And we love her, all her books, and she's nonstop and only writes big, very informative books. So, Tricia, welcome to Energy Stew.
Oh, Peter, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be with you and our wonderful guest. So thanks for having me.
Sure. And what I'm really concerned about today is, who are we universally, eternally? Who is our soul? Who is, for instance, who is Tricia McCannon in 1,000 years from now, or 1,000,000 years from now? Who is, in other words, that's who we identify with in our lives. In each life, we identify with our identity of who we're born to be, what our soul is here for, in whatever capacity it needs for the life that we've chosen. And we all have different capacities, different purposes, different needs of fulfillment that are very different from each other. And unfortunately, we're all judging each other according to what our own soul thinks it needs, and wonder why all the other souls don't need what we need. So there's a bunch of things there to talk about, because we're attached to who we are. We're attached to Peter Roth and Tricia McCannon, and some people want to know that, you know, we'll always be who we are. You know, if I bump into you 1,000 years from now, am I going to be able to say, "Hey, Tricia," and you go, "No, I'm somebody else now," or whatever, my oversoul, or my higher self, or whoever, you know? And how would I know you're you? How would I bump into you in 1,000 years and even know it's you? You know, So these are really interesting things that I think some of us ponder, and you might have some insights for, I'm sure you do.
Well, would you like me to comment on that?
Sure.
Well, first off, you know, as a clairvoyant who has done over 6,000 readings for people all around the world, I see that the soul itself, which is a small spark in the body of God, is eternal. And so we have the what animates us. You know, what's the difference between a body that has a living soul in it and one that's not, or someone who's what we call dead or alive, is the eternal spark of life that is part of the God or goddess force, the creator force, has, you know, left the building, so to speak, you know, vacated the premises. And that's what we call dying, is the vessel, the body that held us, which we were using for this particular lifetime, for this particular set of experiences, is now no longer of any use to us because it ceased to function correctly, okay? But where did what's the difference between living and dead? I mean, how come, you know, when, you know, the body breaks down, what happens to us? There are people who think that we actually just, you know, cease to exist. This is not what I have seen at all. We are eternal souls. We have many lifetimes, and we go into these higher realms between lifetimes, generally speaking. They call it the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, depends on where your level of consciousness is. Mm-hmm. And then we get a chance to have a timeout, so to speak. And in our timeout, we get to review how we did with a set of lessons or the tests that we took. And then when we're ready, or when our guides feel like we're ready, sometimes it may be a few decades. If you die young, you might turn around and come back 3 or 4 or 5 years later very quickly, because you haven't had an opportunity to really take all those lessons that you had originally planned because you were hit by a car or shot by a random bullet with a gun. So, you know, hey, you know, you're only 10 years old. You didn't get very far out of the gate. So, you know, your guides are like, oh dear, okay, we have to, you know, set this up for you again because an accident took you out. So let's figure out where to put you this time that you might have an opportunity to have a longer and more fulfilling experience. So when you and I meet 1,000 years from now, even though we're going to be dressed in different outside vessels or vehicles, I think many times we do recognize each other, particularly because of the power of the heart. The power of love draws us back together again and again and again. And even though, you know, next time you may be the girl and I may be the boy, or, you know, we might be black or white or polka dot, or, you know.
You mean in another life on this plane or on some plane?
Or any plane.
Planet or who knows where, but our souls continue to regenerate, or our higher self continues to regenerate different soul identities.
This is why a lot of people experience things like love at first sight. You know, maybe it's just hormones. Okay, I'll give you that. Maybe our pheromones.
I disagree with that. I mean, hormones only get you into bed.
Right. The love at first sight thing, though, I think is a soul recognition of someone we've known and we've loved probably in many lifetimes and certainly at the higher levels.
Right. I had that experience with my wife. When I met her, within 5 minutes, I knew she was my life partner.
And right. That's a soul recognition.
Clear.
Even though she had a different body on and you had a different body on, it was like, oh my gosh, it's you.
I didn't know who she was other than I just knew this soul was the soul I needed to spend my life with. And I didn't know why. I couldn't explain it. I didn't say, oh yeah, because I remember all those other lifetimes. That didn't enter into the picture.
Well, the mind tries to figure it out, but the truth is it's beyond the mind. The mind's a very beautiful vehicle. It's very refined in many ways. You know, it weighs and judges and analyzes and tallies and does mathematics and learns things by rote and so forth and figures things out, but it's much more limited. It only, you know, goes up to the fifth plane. Let's say the third dimension, it only goes to the fifth dimension. Once we transcend that level, we are really functioning at the soul level. And so down here, many times there are inexplicable things that it's like, I don't know why this has happened to me. You know, and the mind's jumping around like a little monkey trying to figure it out within the rational framework that society has taught it. And they can't figure it out because it's beyond the limitations of that one personality, and it's a soul thing. And so soul things are really, really important. And I think it's really interesting. You know, I think I've told you I've been doing this program on Mary Magdalene. Well, two nights ago, I started having, like, the Divine Mother came in and she said, don't forget to mention all my many apparitions around the world, 250 of them in the last 1,000 years. And so yesterday I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I have to put that in.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
For Fatima. And then last night she appeared again and she said, I think we should form a circle of roses. And she said, if we could have each person go back, like their soul self, to the point where they got wounded as a child and tell that child, it's going to be okay. I know you're going through trauma, you're going through abuse, you're going through financial stress, you feel bullied, rejected, whatever, but I am here to tell you, the circle of roses, that you are an eternal soul and you are love. Follow the path of love. Don't close down your heart and be present. I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my God, I was like totally in this download of the circle of roses. So we can say, why is this happening to me? We could ask that question, okay? Well, yes, okay, I'm a seer and a clairvoyant, but what is my history that would happen? So, you know, I do readings for people answering these kinds of questions all the time. So this morning I was like, in meditation, I was like, okay, have I been, you know, a nun before? Yeah, 5 lifetimes. It's like, Lord, okay. Have I been like close to the Divine Mother before? Yeah, in 2 lifetimes. Yeah.
And who's answering that?
Well, you know, I'm a clairvoyant, so I'm my little limited personality self is asking the question.
Right, but somebody or some
my higher self
there is responding to you.
My higher self, and my higher self knows all the answers to this question. Because the higher self has access to all my soul records, even though my little mortal self just is identified with me.
But this is what I want to ask you about, is who your higher self is versus who Tricia McCannon is. You know, and how do you fit in? Certainly in this lifetime, we know. But once we're out there, for instance, my father passed away 58 years ago.
Wow.
And a few years ago, he was at my son's wedding. And he was even dancing with my wife on the
dance. In a spirit form.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And my guides, or my higher self, my guides, were giving me play-by-play. And it was, and not only about my father, but about my father-in-law, and you know, there are so many other family members, and my mother, who have passed on, who show up from time to time and doing different things in my life, and my guides inform me about it. So he, and I know that my father has been reborn again into some other lifetime, and. Not that I've met him or anything that I know of, but good for him, you know. And yet, he's been reborn, and he shows up as he was in my life.
So, can I explain that?
Yes.
Okay. So, the Egyptians actually had a very, you know, evolved and sophisticated system of understanding the structure of what we think of as the soul. They divided it into 9 parts. And one part they call the ka. The ka would be more what we would think of as this. I mean, the ba. The ba would be more what we think of as the soul. The ka is the personality self that forms in each given lifetime. And of course, the hope is that we live, let us say, a virtuous enough life that when we die, our ka, in other words, Peter Roth or Tricia McCannon or our listeners, that self is evolved enough that even though, you know, it lags behind the soul, it still is aligned with the soul. It hasn't gone out and murdered and done drug deals and, you know, cheated and killed and done horrible things that are completely away from the very nature of the purity of the soul. And so the hope is that the ka and the ba would ultimately travel together into the higher worlds so that you would receive sort of the blessings of the fruits of the good things, the virtuous life. So when we go up there, the let's call the ba, let's think of it like the causal body. The causal body is stationed at the top of the fifth dimension, and it is a body that retains all of our memories of all of our lives. And it, when we go through that tunnel of light, they say that the being that we actually meet, that the Tibetan Book of the Dead talks about the fact that that incredibly angelic, beautiful, unconditionally loving being of light that we meet, that floods us with the light and then gives us a life review so that it can say, how have we done? That is actually connected to the causal body. So that being is eternal. It remains in the higher realm.
And might we call that our higher self also?
We can call that our higher self. That sounds great. But the higher self decides it's going to have adventures down here in the world of travail, and it decides to travail, right?
Yes.
It decides to adventurously become Peter Roth or Tricia McCannon or Joe Schmo or whoever it is, and come down and take on a body, male, female, you know, incarnate into a family, rich, poor, middle class, whatever. And go through the challenges that every one of us have in our life. And then, of course, we have set up those challenges with our guides ahead of time to teach us whatever it is, courage, humility, patience, forgiveness. I mean, there's a whole lot of things, and I talk about them in my book, all the many life lessons, and we're all working on different ones. But we all have to basically master all of them, okay, during the course of our many incarnations. So your father's higher self is still in the higher worlds, but your father's higher self has chosen to extend a portion of himself down here to begin a new lifetime. However, that ka, that portion that he had when he was your dad, still remains in the higher world so that when you die, he might come to greet you. Okay. And you want,
I hope so.
Yeah. So you, this is how it works. We are multidimensional beings. And what's interesting, like I do muscle testing, applied kinesiology. And of course, in order to get correct answers, your polarities in your body have to be correct. In other words, the bottom three chakras have one polarity. The heart is the center, the hermetic center of everything, the fulcrum. And then the top three have another polarity. If those are thrown out because of emotions or because you were under a high wire or because you just had an argument with somebody, you can't test correctly. So whenever I go to test myself, I always ask the, you know, the a test question, which is my name Tricia McCannon? You know, in this lifetime, that's my name. If I get that I'm not Tricia McCannon, I have to reset my field in order to get correct answers. Every morning when I get up, I'm so far out in the higher worlds that I never test that I'm Tricia. Okay, I'm never Tricia McCannon. This just one slice of what I'm doing, just like this is one slice of what you're doing. And all of our listeners out there, the life that we're having now is one slice of who you are. Each one of those people is a rich and powerful and beautiful multi-dimensional presence, and they just happen to be running this lifetime. And sometimes people actually will have a lifetime going not only in the third dimension, but simultaneously in the fourth or in the fifth. Or sometimes they'll have a lifetime. And I mean, I've done a lot of readings, and this is not, you know, your average time, but I've seen people who are running lifetimes on spaceships at the same time they're having an Earth life down here. Neither life is necessarily aware of the other. I've seen people who are having lifetimes, believe it or not, as dolphins on this planet, and the dolphin is actually more tuned than the human being, and the dolphin's receiving information and sending it in the dream state to the human person that I'm reading for.
That's wonderful.
Okay. One time, you know, I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm trained in about 10 different healing techniques. I was working with a client from the old country. She had a very tough life, you know, abusive mother and so forth, married a serviceman, came over here, and then the serviceman went into depression and she had to raise her kids on her own. So anyway, we did this hypnotherapy thing and we wound up accidentally tapping into another lifetime that she is currently having at the same time. And it says a man, a very happy man who's happily married with a good wife and lovely children in Ireland. And, you know, this is very different from the life my girlfriend Stephanie was having. And when Stephanie came out of that, she was actually jealous of him. She was angry that he was having...
Why couldn't I have had that one instead of this one?
And I said, Stephanie, it's you. She said, well, why is he having the easy life and I'm having the hard life? I said, maybe you planned it this way so that you would remember, you know, kindness, goodness, because she is a really lovely person. And through all of her travail, she's maintained that.
Right.
Now she's friends with him. She's even thinking she might go to Ireland and try to meet him.
That's very cool. But what I'm looking at is, you know, that we get it all together when we're outside of this lifetime, for instance, and get to see who our Ba is, our higher self. And I plan to have reunions with a lot of people when I get out there, and I'm very excited about that. You know, and then one of the things I referred to earlier is that, okay, you know, in 200 years from now, what does Peter Roth matter in the universe? So I would imagine that that Ka merges more into the Ba and slowly dissipates, but never completely.
Well, he's an aspect of Peter, and he can be pulled forward like a sub-personality. And I'll give you another example. Years ago, you know, I was doing a whole video on healers, and there were some remarkable healers, and there was one particular in New York where you are, and I can't remember his name, but when he would do healing work, I mean, I just see this Atlantean priest, you know, show up, because I am a clairvoyant, who would come and just do this amazing hands-on healing. And I mean, this guy, the full-on robe and the headdress and the whole thing, I was like, holy schmoly. And he was a really powerful healer. But in this lifetime, his Ka, or his personality in this lifetime, was about, had the emotional maturity of about a 15-year-old boy that looks, wants to look at Playboy magazines and tell crude jokes and laugh when people burp and fart. And it was like, what the heck? How is this even possible? Because, he, you know, he was not emotionally grown up or mature in this lifetime. And yet he had this incredibly high consciousness, Atlantean high priest that he had been, who was capable of coming in.
Why would he do that?
Well, I think it's more like this. You know, and I talk about this in the book, that each of our subtle energy bodies, our emotional body, our mental body, our astral body, our spiritual etheric body, our soul body, our causal body, each of them grows at different levels. And it depends on how much attention you put in anything. If you want a garden to grow, you have to water it, nurture it, put a lot of attention on it. I remember I had a girl in my mystery school. I, you know, have a mystery school, the Phoenix Fire Lodge. I've had it for 12 years. And this girl, you know, she could meditate like all get out. I mean, she could hit like these nirvanic places, which is really your spiritual etheric body when you do that. And yet she was completely out of her mission. That's her causal body. Her house was like a hoarder. Anytime you're hoarding, it tells you that you're not in your purpose. If you're too over controlling and perfectionist, or if you're hoarding, your causal body's congested. It's not working correctly. You know, you're not in your aligned purpose. The astral body is centered in the heart, and it's all about your relationships. You know, she would continually annoy the other students in the class. She didn't get on with many people. Your emotional body is linked to your second chakra and your money and your boundaries. She had terrible boundaries. She had huge issues with money. She thought all money was the root of all evil. So of course she never had any money. And so, you know, you can see she had parts of her that could function at a very high level. She had other parts of her that were very dysfunctional. And so this is why we have to cultivate all parts, the mental, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual. We have to cultivate our love and relationships with ourselves and also with others. We have to exercise our mind in a positive way, because what we put our attention on is what expands. So if we put it on duality and worry, guess what? That expands. If we put it on pornography and addiction, guess what? That's what expands.
Well, we do come here to as you said, for travail. And so our souls grow from our struggle of finding new solutions or new trouble, that we seek greater light and our life grows.
And sometimes people wind up with their mental body in a loop, like a trough, that they've gone around the trough so much, they're stuck in an addiction pattern. And so they have to change the environment they're in, they have to change the friends, they have to change everything right, in order to break the addiction pattern, because the brain is like a record player. You know, that's how the brain operates. It creates grooves in the brain, and the more you do it, the deeper the grooves are, so it's harder to break the habit.
Right. Right, but we do come here, our souls come here to find trouble and then do our best as we can or not to fix it.
And we don't have to go look for trouble. Trouble will find us.
Yeah, right. Well, we come right. So that's why we even are born into this life, is it's troublesome. But the thing is that, you know, so our souls grow from this. And the idea, of course, is to, if we can, to find as many solutions as possible, and people seek you out and you help them, people seek me out. And so we help people overcome their travail as much as possible.
It's right. And, you know, when we think about trauma, I always say, listen, there's enough adventure, in this world without you yourself generating negative drama. There are people who are addicted to negative drama,
right,
because that's what they grew up in and that's what their nervous systems learned.
But let's honor what you said also, that we come from a higher place often. I mean, not everybody has those great past lives or other lifetimes.
But everyone will by the time it's all over. By the time it's all over,
of course,
we'll all have been kings, queens, beggars, paupers.
Well,
we'll have been it all.
That's how it all becomes one again. And so we're striving for that. And in the meantime, we all are bumping around in these deeper, thicker dimensions and learn from them, and then get out there and find some salvation on the other side, because we find out that it's not so bad out there anyway. And then we seek more trouble by coming to back here or some other planet and it doesn't mean we're always seeking the hardest lives or a planet with the most density. There's a lot of pleasure in life too.
There's great joy in life in terms of touch. You know, we're not touching at the same level when we're up there. We're touching more with our energy bodies.
Right. We come here for the richness of this dimension.
The nature is unbelievably beautiful. Yes. The sensuality of eating. And if you notice, we spend a lot of time eating and drinking down here.
On the other side, they just make believe they're eating. And here we actually get to eat.
Sex. Sex is like one of the great joys of being in the physical world.
Yeah, but there is ecstasy on the other side. And you can, you know, I've had astral travelers talk to me about how they can merge with other souls out there in the deepest ways. That is just as
powerful, transcend
more
physical
powerful than sex. So
yes,
it's not so like
true.
We lose it all by going out there. We actually can simulate a lot of it, but the tactility of it isn't there the same way.
This is like, I remember one time when I was about 20.
We're running late, so we need to.
Oh, right. Well, I remember coming back into my body and realizing this was like a thick clay pot, like putting on big old rubber gloves or something, you know, because the soul itself is so light, it's so free, and it doesn't really like to be burdened. It'd prefer to fly, to be honest.
Of course, you know, we bemoan this density, but as we just talked about, it's great richness here.
You can celebrate it.
Yeah, yep. Good. So let's celebrate you, Tricia McKenna. You're wonderful. I'm so glad to be talking with you again on Energy Stew. And
I always love our conversations. We go places nobody else goes. So it's really great. It's the frontier.
Yes. And yes. I'm so glad to explore the frontier with you, because you certainly are a journeyer an explorer, let's say. And in your book, The Angelic Origin of the Soul, and how can people find you?
My website is my name, Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, McCannon, just like it sounds, M-C, Mac, Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, Speaks, SPEAKS.com, or TrishaMcCannon.com. Both of them will get you to the same site, and I'm doing all sorts of classes. I've got this one I'm launching next week on Mary Magdalene. It's not even on the website yet, but I'll have it up in the next couple of days.
All right. We'll talk soon again. Tricia McCannon,
I look forward to it.
Thanks so much for being a guest.
Love you, Peter.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.